The market shift. Marry the house, date the rate. The turning wheel of rates and readiness spun so many times you've learned to talk buyers through the dizziness. You say it for the 9th time this week, marry the house, date the rate, and the 9th time lands the same way the first time did. Someone exhales, nods, and signs because the sentence is doing exactly what it's supposed to, turning a scary number into a temporary one. The wheel of fortune doesn't stop turning for anyone, rates included, and your job today is to help someone commit anyway, mid-spin, trusting that the wheel keeps moving in their favor eventually. Keep repeating what works. The line is a cliche because it's true often enough to survive being said 9 times in 1 week, and the buyer in front of you hasn't heard it yet. Let your certainty about the cycle be the thing that steadies someone else's nerve. What may cross your path? You catch yourself saying the same reassuring line for the 9th time and it still works. A buyer asks, "But what if rates drop next year?" And you have the refinance conversation, again, gladly. A hesitant offer gets signed the same day rates tick down a quarter point. Someone thanks you, months later, for talking them into buying at the wrong time. Trust the cycle more than the headline. The wheel turns regardless. Your job is helping someone get on it before they miss their house waiting for a better spin. Your mantra, "I marry the plan. I let the rate stay temporary."